It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The World Series postgame show on Fox, presented by Tubi here in Phoenix, where the Rangers just refuse to lose on the road. Every game on the road, they've won this postseason, all 10 of them, and now they're one win away. One win away from their first ever World Series title after an 11-7 win here tonight in Game 4. Derek Jeter, David Ortiz, Alex Rodriguez, I'm Kevin Burkhardt. We started the broadcast talking about Adolis Garcia injured, out for the rest of the series. How would they respond? They responded by scoring 11 runs.
Well, not only 11, but before you can blink, fellas, the Rangers hit for the cycle in the second inning, and Heaney pitched terrific, and off we go.
And once again, Cody Seager, man, just showing up. I mean, it seems like the Garcia situation never happened. I mean, it was unbelievable, this offense tonight. And, man, let me tell you, one win away from the World Series.
Yeah, I tell you, we talked about it before the game, that with Garcia out is going to take a collective effort from them, especially the bottom of the order. 6-9 at 3 hits coming into this game. In the first 3 games, they had 4 tonight.
Wow.
They had 3 RBIs. They scored 6 runs. Mm. So you're talking about up and down the lineup contributing.
Yeah, and KB, the first 10 runs after 2 outs. We talk about what a backbreaker that is. And again, not to pick on Walker, but after the error, 5 more runs. And this Ranger offense, they're so good, fellas. You can't give them 28, 29, 30 outs. They'll murder you.
And you can't pitch a Corey Seager, Bobby. It's absurd now. His postseason numbers, the legend continues to grow here. He's been amazing. Another home run for him tonight.
I keep on telling you, 19 career home run in the postseason. I mean, look at this swing right here, guys. Ouch. This guy looked like he's on top of every pitch. I mean, that wasn't a slider kind of running away from him, and he was down there and got him. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, this guy, how he can drive any type of pitch in the zone out. Last night was a changer. The other night was a fastball. Now it's in a slider kind of going down and away from him.
He's locked in. Look, I told you he was my favorite player. You're trying to take him as your favorite player now, too. This guy's my favorite player, man. He is fun to watch. I mean, he's as locked in as anyone at the plate. And he doesn't just get hits. He does damage. And you know, we sit here and we say all the time, we did it with Alvarez in the Houston series, why do you continue to pitch to him? You can't even throw him a strike because he's aggressive. He's attacking first pitches, and he's a big reason why they're here.
Yeah, Derek, I was thinking about what Mookie told us. In the locker room, he's very quiet, but you can feel his presence, and he's making his presence felt in this World Series.
Yeah, no question. Just think about this. There's been 3 players who have ever won 2 World Series MVPs. He's on track to be the 4th. I know that they got to win.
Don't jinx him.
They got to win another game. I'm just saying, on track, Derek.
On track.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services, marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
And we say welcome and thanks for flipping over to FS1. Derek Jeter, David Ortiz, Alex Rodriguez. I'm Kevin Burkhart. And this is Marcus Semien, who had a big, big night tonight. Congrats to you, Marcus. Let me ask you this. We were talking all pregame show, and we started off the show tonight. When you get the news and you know Adolis is out for the rest of the postseason, how do you deal with that as players on this team? How do you come together, which you guys obviously did tonight?
Yeah, I mean, he's been so hot for us. But we lost him before. We lost him in the regular season. And we've got guys like Jankowski, Grossman, Durant got put on the roster, guys who had good years. Obviously, it's a World Series, so time to get your hands going. Jankowski, big hit, two RBIs. He's a good defender and good base runner. So, big night for him. But I'm feeling for Adolis. You know, he was on his way to his – I mean, he already had a historic postseason. But I'm feeling for him because he's out now.
Marcus, we've said all along in October, you're the key to this team. You are the igniter. That was your first home run in over a month. How gratifying was that? Or was the triple just as gratifying for you?
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't jogged around the bases in a while. I think, last week of the season, I had a home run. I've had stretches like that before. You know, obviously bad timing for that, but I'm going to keep working. You know, I kept working. I had to simplify some things at the plate just to, you know, get on the fastball and see the slider a little bit better. And things went well, you know, tonight for sure.
I mean, I keep on telling my teammates right here that is there one guy in the lineup that I don't worry about not hitting at the moment is you. And it's because I have seen you over the years demolish baseball, figuring things out from one game to another. And tonight, you approached, and last night, I saw some good at bat. What was the mindset coming into the game today, especially knowing that Garcia wasn't there?
Yeah, I just wanted to build off yesterday. I think that I got in the cage, tried to stay a little bit more square, load a little bit straighter. Don't dive too much just because they're throwing outside. Just try and see the ball better. If you see the ball better, you got a good swing path, you'll be better off than trying to dive. So that's what I did because I knew that's what they wanted to try and do is stay away.
That's right.
But I'm thinking if I could stay on some sliders, it might change some things for me.
Well, thanks. I told you when you just walked up here, thanks for making me look like a genius because I said Marcus Semien is too great of a hitter to struggle for a long time. You struggle during the season.
Bridge.
Nobody pays attention to it, right? You can do 2 or 3 weeks. Do it in the postseason. Everyone pays attention to it. Mm-hmm. However, going into game five, what's you guys' mindset? Is it just business as usual?
Yeah, it's business as usual. I mean, we got our top guy on the mound now. I think, I'm pretty sure Evo's throwing tomorrow. If I'm not mistaken, he's been great the entire postseason. He's got the dog in him. I'm excited for him. He's a guy who's been waiting for this moment the entire year. In terms of the offense, that's the kind of offense that we want to put together, especially in the biggest games of the year and on the road, just to kind of quiet the crowd down so Heaney can focus too.
Marcus Eovaldi, Poppy and I had a pleasure playing with him. He's one of our favorite teammates. He is a monster. But I want to talk to you about the beast, all right? Corey Seager has exact same numbers.
The cookie monster.
As Mr. October, Reggie Jackson. What can you tell us about your double play partner?
It's unbelievable. I wish I could do the things he could do. I just can't. The way I go about it is a little different.
You're good.
I'm in the cage. I'm on the field. I'm doing all this stuff just to be ready to compete. Corey, he gets his position right. He gets, he sees the ball right and his swing is on point, watch out. I mean, when the playoffs start, it's to another level. Mm-hmm. It's like he kind of, doesn't do
down.
As much in the season because he knows in the playoffs the real monster's coming out.
The real cookie monster.
He got another cookie tonight.
So. That's right.
Unbelievable.
Hey, Marcus, we in a situation where you are one game away from winning the World Series. Is your heartbeat regular or is going into another level right now?
I want it to be regular. Y'all got any advice for me?
I tell you what. You answered it. You didn't even know who's pitching tomorrow.
Mm.
You said Eovaldi, right? He's pitching tomorrow. These guys take it day to day, and that is a dangerous team.
Marcus, let me tell you something about the captain. He's like, who's this guy? We facing him? I said, Jeter, we just faced him yesterday. You hit a double. All right, what's he got?
Hey, I got something for you,
though. These are your examples right here.
I got something for you.
What you got, Poppy?
The bad guys in the game, they get this from Poppy.
Right on.
You know why? Right on, because you my dog. That is my dog.
I mean, it'd be great if you could iron it. I mean,
you know,
hey.
You know what happened when you get one of those? You go 4-for-4 next day.
That's it.
Do it then.
Marcus, pleasure as always. Great game tonight. 5 RBIs. Thanks for joining us, and good luck tomorrow night. Marcus Semien, he and the Rangers.
I'm here. Sorry, guys.
There we go. What a big night for the Rangers tonight, and the offense just went ballistic. He's got the shirt. He's got the Rangers fans back here. Pleasure again. Take care. So Marcus walks off the Rangers chant back here in the crowd. Appreciate him coming on to join us. Again, he's got the My Dog shirt. He's feeling really, really good. Very interesting talking about how he worked himself out of the slump, I thought, right? You know, knowing that they're going to give him some sliders away. I take it about his approach. I thought that was fascinating, just listening to him there.
I tell you what, Kevin. He has been one of the greatest players the last 5 years. I mean, the guy has been able to come through. It doesn't matter what the situation is. And to be, to just to think about the way he has progressed throughout the year, this is the guy that makes really good adjustment. Because what he told you, it's exactly what it is. He know that his hip was coming out too early, so he couldn't catch up on the slider going away from him. That's the adjustment that he had made the past couple of nights.
Gee, when he was a young player, Ron Washington, the great Ron Washington, who's one of the best infield instructors in the game, he said, you got to watch this kid. He's smart. He's humble. He loves to play every day. And, boy, was Ron Washington right. But it's hard not to follow. Look, I know the Rangers got a lot of heat. They spend $500 million in the middle infielders. But they're one way and away from getting a tremendous return on that investment. But what a great guy to follow. He's a role model, and he's just fun to watch.
Yeah, and I can't reiterate it enough times. Everyone struggles throughout the course of a season. When you're scuffling just a little bit in the postseason and you're trying to break out of it, you're facing the best pitchers in the league
that's
that
right.
particular year. So you have to figure it out against the best competition in baseball. Was never worried about him. I thought it was just a matter of time before he busted out. And when he busts out, their offense is capable of doing things like this.
Yeah,
and
you're right. It was the whole lineup. Obviously, when Semien and Seager hit like that, then you almost have no chance. But you know, Josh Jung had three hits. I mean, Travis Jankowski, he's the guy that essentially replaced Garcia. He had two hits. He had two RBIs. He scored two runs. So they got it from everywhere tonight. And they also got it on the mound. Andrew Heaney, very quietly, five really good innings. He's with Tom Verducci.
Thanks, KB. Andrew, this team showed up today, and you found out that two of your better players, Adolis Garcia, Max Scherzer, off the roster because of injuries. And 3 innings into the game, you're up 10-0. Take me inside the clubhouse and explain that fast start.
Well, I mean, we've kind of said it all along. We've had the same approach every day. We come in, we have the same routine. Guys, you know, do their work, do their job. It's the next man up mentality, you know. Janko's been great for us early. Obviously, he hadn't been playing quite as much lately, but there's no doubt in what he can do. And obviously, you know, losing Max is tough, but, you know, it's just next man up, and everybody's going to go out there and do their best.
You pitched in relief in game two. After 10 years, this was your first World Series start. How did you feel out there, and how did you pitch tonight?
I mean, I felt good. I mean, it was kind of you know, just trying to do as much as I could. Obviously, I knew it was going to be, you know, Dane following me. And then, you know, just kind of handed over the bullpen. So just trying to get as deep as I can, give us a chance. Obviously, with 10 runs on the board, that makes it a lot easier to go in there and attack the strike zone. And so just kind of going in there and, you know, just trying to pound the zone.
And finally, size this one up for me. Texas, one win away from its first World Series championship. The ball's in the hands of Nathan Eovaldi.
Yeah, that's what we want. He's our guy. We have all the faith in the world in him. He's going to go out there and give us his best. And you know, I'm excited to watch him go to work.
Congratulations, Andrew. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Back to you, KB.
All right, Tom, Andrew, thanks very much. Yeah, so, I mean, on a day that essentially lined up as a bullpen game for the Rangers, you know, it went exactly according to plan. They didn't have to use their high leverage guys until the very end. It was kind of crazy that they had to use their closers. And I know, granted, he only threw 10 pitches. I don't know if that has any effect throwing 10 pitches, but it was a perfect setup until that for them today.
Kevin, I don't know how the Rangers win big, end up using more pitchers and have less hits than the Diamondbacks, but somehow it worked. And look, we're going to debate here whether there's a morale victory for the Diamondbacks. Look, baseball is a game of momentum, and to score seven runs is better than zero. And to get that closer in the game, that could potentially be 3 days in a row, Poppy. That could be a nice little momentum for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, look, Heaney said it. You know, his job was to pitch deep into the game and save the bullpen, which he did till LeClerc entering the game in the ninth inning. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, because if he didn't pitch today, you know, you have Spores, you have LeClerc, you have Chapman potentially. Ovaldi always goes deep in the game, so that would have been the blueprint for success. We're going to see how many innings he's available for tomorrow.
Absolutely. I was a little concerned the first inning about Andrews, because he was just pounding over and over and over the strike zone. And he was facing the Diamondback, an aggressive team, guys that put the ball in play a lot. But actually, it worked out perfectly for him. Five innings in the strike zone, pounding strike zone. He wasn't trying to go off the play. He was just like, okay, let's go. Five innings survive out there. I mean, that's incredible.
And, Poppy, you know, it's much easier to throw. And nothing against Andrew Haney. He put through a fantastic game. But it's much easier to pound the strike zone with a 5 or 6 run lead than 0-0.
Absolutely.
But he did a beautiful job and capitalized on it.
Yeah, and, you know, like the Texas, that's when they're so good, right? They're just pounding balls. Boom, home run, triple, you name it, boom. And that's tough to come back from. Diamondbacks made an effort, but for the most part, the Rangers had it mapped out beautifully, and they give it to Ovaldi tomorrow with a chance to win it all. And that's where we'll take you tomorrow night, as our coverage, as usual, starts at 7 Eastern on Fox. We can't wait. We'll have a pregame show as the Diamondbacks will try to keep their season alive. Rangers try to take home the trophy. Yeah, emotional night. Tough one for the Diamondbacks here at home. The Rangers, the Road Warriors, have won all 10 on the road this postseason.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And the Rangers go on to win game 4, 11-7. Told you about Jankowski filling in. Look at that game. Couple hits, couple RBIs, couple runs, and he's with Ken Rosenthal.
Travis, tonight you replaced one of the biggest stars of the postseason, Adolis Garcia. What did you tell yourself coming into this game?
Be me. You know, I'm not going to replace Dolis with power and RBIs. It's my game is getting on base and playing great defense. So, you know, I was, you know, fortunate enough to get on base there a few times, and Marcus picked me up a couple times there. So, yeah, when it comes to a superstar player like Adolis, you don't replace him. You just go out, play your game, and hope the team rallies around it.
You mentioned it. You had hits your first two at-bats. You scored 2 runs, 2 RBIs with your double. You also made a great catch. How gratifying was it, Travis, to make the contributions you did on this night?
Yeah, you know, the biggest gratification is just knowing that all the hard work pays off, you know. Being a bench player, you go through spurts where you don't play for weeks at a time, but you're diligent with your work every single day. So to benefit from that feels pretty good.
When you look back on this night, what will you remember most?
The win. That's all we care about right now. One more. So this was a big one tonight.
Travis, thanks a lot. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Back to you.
Ken, thanks. Travis, thank you. I mean, we've talked about this every day. 10-0, it's just remarkable. 6.5 runs a game. They've outscored their opponents by 37 runs, and the starting pitching has been great. So the Diamondbacks now backs against the wall. Their manager, Torey Lovello, how does he handle it?
And then we'll come out tomorrow, and we got to go 1-0 tomorrow. We got to be ready to play our finest game tomorrow and not worry about anything else. It's an all-in mentality. And this team has done it every time I can remember. They've never let one another down, and I expect that to be the same tomorrow.
Well, that's true, and we've seen it this postseason, but this is with everything on the line. How do they handle it tomorrow and keep their season alive?
Well, what they have to do is they have to play an error-free game, both mentally and physically. The night before, obviously, was a base-running mistake. Today was a Walker again with the mistake that led to 5 runs. You have to keep this offense to 27 outs, ideally 24, 25 if you can mix in a couple double plays. Mm. But that's really important, Poppy. They cannot go out and give extra outs.
Absolutely, man. I mean, tomorrow you come into the field as an Arizona Diamondback with your back against the wall. You have to come with a positive mentality. You have to come aggressive. You have to not try to waste any pitch, any at bat. Tomorrow, they had to fix their game go better defensively, base running, pitching. I mean, they got to be almost perfect to come out of the three, the one and three series.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, they talk about mindset all the time. Your mindset doesn't change if you show up every single day to win a game. They've been here before. They were behind against Philly, so they have some history. They have confidence being able to come back in a series. The good thing for them, they have Gallen pitching. Their big three didn't throw. Thompson, Ginkle, and Seawall did not pitch. So they're set up to win a game, but they have to come out and they have to be aggressive. They can't worry about mistakes that have been made. Everyone makes mistakes. You put it behind you and you come out and you play to win one game.
Yeah, and look, this is obvious, but Texas is 10-0 with scoring first, right? And, you know, Derek, you're talking about getting an early lead, but, you know, we're talking about Evaldi, who's great. But Zach Gallen is going to be in the conversation and be a top-five voting for Cy Young. He started the All-Star game. He's the guy you want on the mound if you're Arizona. That's the bottom line.
And, Kevin, he is the right guy even more so at home, where he's been terrific. He's been two runs better at home with a 2.5 ERA. Look, I actually like that they're facing Evaldi and not a bullpen. It's not a mystery. Sometimes you got to go up against Goliath and hit him right between the eyes and get this thing back to Dallas or Denver. Wherever, not Dallas. We keep saying Dallas. Nah. Arlington, baby. Arlington.
Here come Cowboys.
We're definitely not going to Denver.
I'm thinking about the finals last year.
I'm sorry. Right. But, yeah.
No, but seriously, I mean, on a serious note, Gallen, he needs to come in tomorrow, especially after this guy is scoring all these runs, and try to stay off the plate just like he did the last time. He was very good controlling his pitches, ups and down, north to south, and he was not trying to be on his own too much so he can get hurt.
The recipe for success for Arizona, it has to be a low-scoring game. Look, they scored a few runs tonight. They're not built to do that. Texas is built to bang, so they're going to have to make sure that they keep them 5-6 runs or less.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And it was the Rangers' night on the way to an 11-7 win and a 3-1 lead in this World Series. They are one win away from taking it home for the first time in their franchise history. Derek Jeter, David Ortiz, Alex Rodriguez, and I'm Kevin Burkhardt. How about their manager, Bruce Bochy, on the precipice of their first ever title? How's he feeling after this win?
You know, the only thing I'm thinking tomorrow, we got to come out and play our best game. I don't mean to cliche that, but it is. That's how you look at it. You don't look where you're at. Your focus has to be on tomorrow's game, going out there and doing all you can to win a ball game. And that's where we have to be thinking. That's where our minds have to be.
Pretty good guy to have on the mound, Nathan Evaldi, who has pitched in four clinching game situations. Three starts. How's he doing? He's 3-0 with a 1-3-3.
The animal.
Yeah. They got to him in game one, though, Poppy. How do you think he'll do tomorrow?
I'll tell you what. Last game he pitched, it seems like he was trying to pound the strike zone too much. This guy, they're really good at putting the ball in play.
Mm-hmm.
It was some good pitches that he made that they were hit. But let me tell you, knowing Evaldi, the way he work and prepare for his next outing, I guarantee you, Kevin, that he did his homework. He got prepared for that game tomorrow, and he always come on top when it comes down to those type of games like tomorrow.
Kevin, I got a macro thought on bullpens because we keep seeing it over and over again every October where teams are asking bullpens to throw 70-plus innings. The Diamondbacks are on pace for 75 this October. And we have to, and by the way, do this after a long season of pitching. We have to start putting the responsibilities back on the pitchers. And that's why they make the big bucks. And that's how you win championships. Last time this team won a championship, it was Schilling and Randy Johnson. And, responsibility. That's why they make the money, right? They're usually better.
Yeah, I think when you talk about the Texas Rangers being one game away, they've been one game away before in the past. We know it's an entirely different group here, but it just goes to show you getting that last win to win a championship is not easy. Mm. I mean, they have to come out. That's why I like when Bochy said they have to come out and they have to need to play a great game tomorrow night. They can't think about we're one win away from the World Series. You have to come out and play just how you've been playing and focus on one inning at a time.
Poppy, when you were one win away from a championship, I know you have three. What was your mentality when you drove to the ballpark?
I tell you what, man.
I wish I played the Yankees.
The one mentality, guys, is do not take that foot off the opposition trough. You have to keep it there the next nine inning. You cannot come with the mindset, oh, I'm 3-1, and just let things get away. You got to take advantage, not take anything for granted. You got to play the game good, but make sure that you don't let escape anything.
Capitan, what do you got?
Well, no lead is safe. I mean, we know it. Look, we just filmed a documentary for 2004 over the last month.
Yeah.
So we know exactly how it feels to have a lead and to lose that lead. They have to come out here and play every single inning. You do not have the luxury of saying we have three games to win one, because you don't. You have to win tomorrow. You should not want to go back.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And play game six. You know what I mean? You want to come and win tomorrow night.
I got to admit, we got eliminated by the Nuggets last year, and I can't get that off my head. It's coming back. But look, Kevin, in all seriousness, this team has to play one good game. This is a great team, the Diamondbacks. They're resilient. They keep coming back. But give them 27 outs. Gallen, give me 5+6 innings. Give it to that rested bullpen. And don't overthink it. Don't think too far ahead about getting to Denver, to Texas. And don't get ahead if you're one win away from the championship.
Yeah.
It's Arlington.
And another thing, as confident as Texas is right now coming into the game tomorrow, Arizona's just as confident. Trust me, they've forgotten about this game already. They're ready for tomorrow night.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're with us tonight. A Rangers big victory. They lead this World Series 3-1. And we end it with a story, one that maybe you haven't heard, and one that certainly is worth watching for you at home.
We had played 9 years together, and Big Poppy never knew Dustin Pedroia's name.
He called me Pee-wee.
Pee-wee!
And the story of how he finally learned it is hysterical.
Catcher comes over to me and goes, "Hey, what's up, Dustin?" I go, "Hey, what's up, man?" David walks over and goes, "What the f*** did he call you?" I go, "What?" He goes, "What'd he call you?" I said, "Dustin." He goes, "Why'd he call you that?" I go, "That's my f***ing name." He goes, "Oh, is that right?" I'm like, "Yeah, bro. I played 1,600 games with you. I probably, they've actually said it 5,000 times. Now batting number 15, Dustin Pedroia." And he goes, "I thought it was Pee-wee." And I'm looking at him, I'm like, "You thought my parents would name me Pee-wee?"
That's a true story right there, right?
Hey, hello, I'm Alex.
My pleasure. Well, you know, he say, "Is that right?" You know it's true.
As soon as you said that, I knew it was a true story. You're unbelievable.
I'm bad with names, man. But I'm not good at everything.
You're good at a lot. We love you for it. That's it. That'll do it for us. We take you out tonight as we get ready for Game 5 here tomorrow with this scenic. Is there anything better than Cookie Monster on a drone?
Look at that. Feeling good about himself.
With scary music. Game 5 tomorrow. See you then.